We did one run through and then a take, and quite often that's the record. I think the most takes we went to were four, and that was because we were trying to get the blend right. It just didn't need to go on. I didn't need to look for anything more.
His aim is true, his musical instincts are trustworthy, and Elvis Costello had even more reason to feel comfortable with his latest shift in sound, thanks to some of the best in Nashville and the one and only T-Bone Burnett. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Known for his spectacles and many musical hats, Elvis Costello's curiosity is our gain and has been for 30 years. But the winding road of albums and genres does have a thread in a clear respect for the music that's come before. In the case of Costello's new album, Secret Profane and Sugarcane, it's a return to a sound that's come before in his own catalog. The classic country he and T-Bone Burnett explored as the Coward Brothers in the mid-80s and with the record King of America. Also part of the Sugarcane record are Jerry Douglas, Jim Lauderdale, and even Loretta Lynn. And Elvis recently told me more about how people influence the process in the studio.
T-Bone Burnett and I have worked together down the years. About 25 years ago, we made a record, King of America, which was my first introduction to playing with people other than my band at the time, The Attractions. In his company, I've met a number of great people. Whether or not I ended up working with them, he introduced me first to Willie Dixon, to Kris Kristofferson, to Jerry Lee Lewis. It's really been an experience. And although we haven't made too many records together, we made a record called Spike in 1989. We've written songs on and off. This is a sound and a kind of approach to recording, which I think in which he's getting stronger and stronger as time passes.
The kind of stripping down approach.
Well, just really sitting in plain sight of one another and looking for visual cues rather than everybody being isolated in their own little boxes. I think even the contrast between the way we approach King of America and this record is quite profound. But that's really down to him putting more trust in the players. And I had a pretty strong group of songs for that record. I had a big bag of songs for this recording session. Once I got back on the first couple of tracks that we cut, what was really happening, that just encouraged me ever the more to go on and record some slightly bolder songs, some songs that were maybe not so easy to catch.
Now if you catch my eye and it seems to run down your leg, it's like striking a match pretty hard upon a powder keg. They tell you from the borders to the waters of the Gulf, if you take all the sugar you end up in the sulfur, and you're burning hollow, baby. I'm pleased to meet you. I wouldn't do you wrong, honey. I wouldn't cheat you, honey. When can I see you again? Wrap you up in cellophane. It's not very far from sulfur to sugar cane.
There's common threads in terms of themes that are shared by songs, musical approach, instrumentation, colleagues. Obviously the bands that you play with really influence it, the producers that you work with. So there's some common thread between King of America and Secret Profane and Sugarcane, but it doesn't make them records that need to be put in competition. They're records made 25 years apart. If they sounded the same, it would be idiotic, any more than whenever The Attractions and I would play electric guitar music with the guitars to the full and the full-on kind of rock and roll. People would draw comparisons with the first records, but they were never intended to sound that way any more than Momofuku is supposed to sound like Blood and Chocolate. They're different records made in different times. I'm not setting myself in competition. I'm not trying to better any record I've made before. I'm just trying to make the best record I can with the available material and resources at that time. When music is all connected to me, both the experiences I've had as a listener and as a practitioner of playing music.
Well, there's a line that you must toe, and it'll soon be time to go. But it's darker than you know in these complicated shadows. All you gangsters and rude clowns who were shooting up the town when you should have found someone to put the blame on. Though the furious heart and heart. I still see that cold graveyard. There's a solitary stone that's got your name on. You don't have to take it from me, but I know of what I speak. You think you're like iron and steel, but iron and steel will burn and break in those complicated shadows.
An old song written for Johnny Cash, given a new sound by Elvis Costello in a solo acoustic performance of Complicated Shadows. Hear the complete interview and more at WFUV.org.